Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pat Mahomes Sr., was there ever a moment where you thought that there was a chance your son was going to be playing for the Bears?
They told him that they were going to draft him. So initially, he thought he was going to be a Chicago Bear.
Oh, my God.
Can someone pass me some Patron?
Oh, my God.
The greatest quarterback I've ever seen could have been a Bear.
We have our first trade of the night. It's the Bears moving up one spot.
Well, what it's about is they're trying to protect their turf because they're worried somebody's going to leapfrog them to two.
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback.
Oh. It is Patrick Mahomes II going to Chicago, and he will mentor with Mike Glennon.
Is it okay to be speechless in the second pick of the draft? Well, to me, I just thought with Glennon coming in there, I thought they would give him a shot to kind of see if he could do this thing.
Look at the reaction in Chicago.
Wow.
They thought they were getting a defensive player.
Wow.
How about the volume of textures who are dumbfounded, angry, furious, going through all the stages of grieving here.
Take a look right now at the Chicago offense.
Patrick Mahomes II, Texas Tech University.
In an alternate universe, if it's hard to imagine that he wouldn't be awesome.
Meanwhile, Mahomes is going to go the other way. He's going to keep it. He's going to take it to the end zone.
The Bears are ready to play football tonight. They are fired up.
This is nauseating.
I think I have an idea for the next segment, inspired by a texture. I would like to fire Ryan Pace again.
Mahomes looking to flip, takes it in for the touchdown. And a quick score from Chicago.
Listen to this crowd. Bear fans, your dream is reality.
And they have done it. And the Chicago Bears are Super Bowl champions here in Miami.
Come over here, Patrick. First question to you, it's an easy one. You're the MVP of Super Bowl 54. Where are you going?
Something I've wanted to say my whole life. I'm going to Disney World.
Wake up, idiot.
We go to one, two, three.
Oh my God.
Here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, that hurt all over again.
Oh, that hurt new.
I know. I always say better at our jobs than anyone else here is at ours. That is, of course, Chris
better
Tannehill.
At his job.
Yeah, but one's better at their job than Tanny is at his. That literally was the alternate universe of the Bears winning a Super Bowl with Pat Mahomes as the quarterback of the Bears. And once again, I'm ill.
He matched Joe Buck to Joe Buck and draft pick to draft pick and all of that. And I felt like I was living inside that freaking dream.
Inception. Something. And because I heard Burnsy say, like, oh, he's over it, and you don't know if he would be the same. Yeah, I don't know if he would have been the same either.
Of course not.
But I think he would have, you know,
been good.
And been able to, like, remember the plays.
Probably wouldn't have run out of bounds 4 yards behind the line.
Yeah.
And just kind of accept sacks as much as Mitch did.
Yeah. And, like, something tells me that maybe, just maybe, it would have been better than this.
Yeah, I think you think Pat Mahomes would have grasped Nagy's offense 202.
I think he would have been able to understand 202.
That offseason?
Yeah.
As he's trying to grasp next level, and he's got, what does dad call it? What kind of memory is it? Didactic?
No. Endemic?
Some kind of memory where he sees a play diagrammed once and he's just got it. That seems useful for a quarterback. Seems incredibly useful.
Lawrence just said it too, and now I'm so dumb. I'm Googling special kind of memory where you remember everything.
Oh, yeah, there you
which
go.
Which is just called memory.
Photographic.
Yeah, it's not photographic.
And it's not didactic. But so I
identic. Eidetic.
Yeah.
Eidetic. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Everyone has use of eidetic memory to a degree.
Okay.
Eidetic memory is the ability to see an object soon after you look away. For most people, the image lasts mere seconds or less than 1 second.
Oh, that's interesting. But for Pat Mahomes, he can just see the play and just kind of hold on to it.
He can always recall the image and, I guess, like put the play up on the board or
something
like that.
Maybe one time he saw ketchup on a steak and he just couldn't unsee it. It stayed in his head. And that's just kind of how it works for him. But, yeah, I think it would have been better. I think things would have gone better. And yeah. I know that here we are with Justin Fields, and it's a whole new world. But that was a data point yesterday. That was a jarring data point added to everything.
And radio, you know, people feel like they know us. It's very personal. It's the most personal of mediums. So, in theory, there's a little bit of a two-way relationship at times. Like, I follow a lot of our listeners on Twitter. I see, like, the reaction to that story. And a lot of people kind of feeling like us and, like, reliving the pain of it. And certainly, like me, I'll speak for myself, not over it. And I don't know if I'll ever be over it. And it still hurts a little bit to
see
him.
I'll never get over Macho Grande.
But there was, like, a sizable percentage of people that were like, it's in the past. I'm over it.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like super evolved and mature.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations on like your perspective. Congrats.
Let us know what that's like.
Yeah, congrats on being evolved.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
That's awesome. I've read about you people. I think they're called books. I don't like it. I don't like anything that you got going for you.
It's okay. We'll get there. We'll move along. And we'll further the situation.
Well, yeah, but what you said in transition is interesting. Like, you know, and it's valuable to learn from your mistakes. And you're like, well, I hope now that maybe Ryan Poles is going to play the games
better than Ryan Pace played the games.
Yeah, and exactly. And kind of maximize the asset, have everyone fooled, but come out, you know, on the positive sides of things.
That's because you heard the moment in there. I think it was... who was that before he went to the Raiders? Is that the GM? Was that Mike Mayock in there saying this is about in the open that this Bears move from 3-2 is about protecting their turf because they're afraid that somebody was going to jump up to 2 and take the guy they wanted at 3. So that is the level of convincing that John Lynch was able to pull off to get those picks from Ryan Pace. So that a version of that is what Ryan Poles wants to try and pull off with Nick Caserio down in Houston, is that you need to jump up to 1 because somebody else is going to for your guy.
Yeah.
That way then you can play multiple teams against each other and get them scared and drive up your price.
And I remember doing that show with you the day after the draft.
Me too. I was in Boston.
Yeah, right. And being – I remember feeling like I was in a really weird spot because – I wanted to be very excited about Mitch because the Bears used the highest resource that they had ever used in a quarterback.
First time they ever took the number one quarterback in the draft, or the first quarterback in the draft.
But being,
that's an important clarification.
But really questioning what I thought I had just watched over the last 2 years of like, I can't believe that the guy that I watched every single snap of his college career,
yeah,
I can't believe that all these NFL teams think that there were 11 college football players better than Deshaun Watson, and 2 of them were quarterbacks. I was like, I remember thinking, like, I can't believe that's possible. Mm-hmm. But if this guy's better than that guy, he's going to be amazing. So I should be excited. And I remember defending the trade up from 3-2 because I said it was like an insurance. It was like an expensive insurance policy.
Well, you made the point that the point lasted well, and I think the point still holds that if you believe you have your guy, go get your guy.
And as long as the fourth and the third don't really matter.
As long as you end up with your guy, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's if you really end up with the right guy, you just got to be right. And he wasn't right, and it eventually cost him his job and cost the franchise, you know, 5 years.
Right. And made another franchise's 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And probably is going to help send, you know, multiple people to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Andy Reid's a Hall of Famer. Maybe would have been otherwise, but definitely is now.
Travis Kelce is definitely a Hall of Famer.
Definitely a Hall of Famer. And Tyreek Hill's got a shot.
Tyreek Hill's got a shot. Pat Mahomes, you know.
First ballot.
And also he signed a $450 million guaranteed contract and,
yeah,
you know, found the love of his life and good for him. And it's...
Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah. No, it all sounds great for all
but,
of them.
Right. So, but it just is what it is. But I think we can learn, to your point, we can learn and hope that Ryan Poles plays the game well. And we'll have plenty of time for thought experiments and guesses as to how he's going to maneuver and manipulate in the top five. And you want him to be the John Lynch of this particular draft.
Yeah. Even though those guys, it didn't work out great. I mean, it's not like Solomon Thomas is some unbelievable player. And who's the linebacker? How am I blanking on it?
Oh, was it the one who's out of the league now?
Yeah. Who's the linebacker
Alabama.
That they took at 32.
At 32.
But they were like so arrogant after the draft. They're like, oh, we would have taken him at 4.
Yeah. And he had character issues and those came to pass.
Why? So a texter will get it or Shane will get it quick. I can't believe I'm forgetting this dude's name.
Mm-hmm. Tim Williams?
No. No, it was in the 2017 draft, the second Niners pick. I want to say it was 32 or 33 overall.
Was it Reuben Foster?
That's who it was. It was Reuben Foster.
Yeah, Reuben Foster.
But neither of those guys ended up being game wreckers or difference makers or anything. But people were just like kind of flabbergasted that John Lynch had pulled off this unbelievable thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than drafting Mitch, obviously getting the extra assets, but none of those guys turned into super impact pieces.
Yeah,
but
there ended up being a weapons offense and a misdemeanor drug offense for Reuben Foster, and then domestic violence as well, and then onward he moved. So, no, he blew that. It's so weird. John Lynch blew those two picks that he got, but...
Still came out better than tying a franchise to a bad quarterback.
That franchise is so weird and so fascinating to have completely blown it, to have blown those two picks, but then a couple years later to make that big move for Trey Lance and have that blow up the way that it has and still have them be this good.
And paid Jimmy Garoppolo a ton of money, but no one ever get convinced that he was any good, even though he played in a Super Bowl for you.
It messes with you, man. Football... team building and roster building messes with you.
Yeah.
Because you can be dead wrong and still end up in a good place like the Niners multiple times.
Yeah, the Niners and the Eagles, man. Like, the Eagles thing is crazy. Being in two Super Bowls 5 years apart with two different coaches and two different quarterbacks is an incredible testament to the health of your organization. Right? Howie Roseman has to be considered the best general manager in football.
It's remarkable.
He has to be.
To be on a new coach and to be this many quarterbacks in and have the infrastructure. There's some lessons from the Eagles that we aggressively learned during the course of the year to try and make us wiser for the Bears that are still rolling around my head. Don't spend money at linebacker. Remember? Right?
Yep. We had Zach Berman on.
Zach Berman said, look at historically, they just haven't done it. All that depth on the defensive line. I can't stop thinking about all those difference makers on the defensive line and the offensive line, which is why I'm going to be focusing there on the trenches for free agency and the draft as well.
Texter writes in, if you're telling me there was a Super Bowl at the end of the Patrick album in this alternate universe, I would most likely still hate the Patrick album. So is he saying that the Mitch album was so good that it was worth not drafting Pat Mahomes? Is that what that texter's saying? That's how I'm going to interpret it.
He's saying that he hated the Mitch album so much that if there was a Patrick album and it ended up with him winning, he still would have hated the Patrick album?
See, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you, sir or ma'am, anonymous texter person.
We hope the Bears win with Pat Mahomes.
It would have been
objectively, it was really bad music.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
One of our own.
I'm sorry. Nope. Yeah. I wasn't one of your own then.
That's true. Yeah, you never signed off on it. That's true. That's 100% true. Mike Pereira joins us at 3 o'clock. Speaking of lessons from the Eagles, there's a wild thing going around the internet on Jalen Hurts, wondering if we will ever experience something like this with Justin Fields and the lessons that are within it. You'll hear this piece of audio next on The Score.
All right. Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Fox Sports, Fox Network, let us be the first to congratulate you Philadelphia Eagles for going to the Super Bowl. And I must add, y'all do play some of the greatest music I've ever heard at a stadium. So thank you for that. Now to present the George S. Hallis trophy representing the NFC champions.
Did you ever pass along our music songs?
So glad Tanny grabbed that. We never even talked about it. What the hell is Terry Bradshaw talking about? What music is he talking about? And none of the viewers know what the hell he's talking about. We're watching television. We're not hearing the songs.
Fly, Eagles, Fly, right? Then he led them in a Fly, Eagles, Fly at some point.
But he's got to be talking about some DJ choices along the way that made him happy.
I don't know. Fox employs a thousand broadcasters. There's 17 of them on their pregame show. And Terry Bradshaw is the master of ceremonies for the George Hallis Trophy. It's a choice.
He's unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the Bradshaw bourbon is there.
Well,
he's unfiltered.
How great would it be if Wani was on the stage? this trophy. Where's Whitey?
Where's Spicks?
Yeah.
I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
Yeah, so that'd be something.
Yeah, that's not. It'd be great. That'd be a great gig.
Last three or four times that Wani's been back here with us, either before or after the hit, he's been asking us to try to find him a paid speaking gig for a Super Bowl party.
I know. He really is mad that he's not in Naples.
Yeah, normally he does a paid speaking gig around the Super Bowl. He doesn't have one this year. So he asked Tanny and I to try to find him one.
Oh, wow.
I told him he could just come to my party, man.
Yeah, seriously. I think he wants to be paid. Pretty sure. I bet we could find people in our listening audience then. You just put it out there.
There has to be someone here throwing a corporate party or something that would like Dave Wanstead to come watch the game with you, and you just have to pay him.
How about a party in your home? If you're having a party in your basement or wherever, and you're having 10, 15, 20 people over.
Charge a cover.
And you could pool money with your buddies and have Coach Dave Wanstead at your Super Bowl party. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yep. I'm his agent for this event specifically, so just go right through me. I won't even take a chunk off. I won't. I like Dave that much.
He'll give you a chunk.
He'll definitely give you a chunk.
Yeah.
He'll peel a chunk off and give it to you. Maybe two chunks.
All right, well.
Two fun things.
Do we want to put a number on it for people?
Whatever feels right. Let Dave work that out.
Yeah. Okay. If you want Dave to come to your Super Bowl party and you're willing to pay him, come to me, and I'll give you a number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like
that. Okay, what are we talking about? Let's go.
So we're trying to get you paid, Coach. This was on the internet for Jalen Hurts. What do you mean with receipts? Well, stuff that you used to said. People got long memories here, especially when it comes to slights. These are all things that were said about Jalen Hurts since he's been in the NFL.
So my takeaway on Jalen Hurts is I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
I still believe Carson Wentz is better than Jalen Hurts.
Can he be an elite signal caller? I don't know. I would have question marks with that.
The Eagles should consider benching Jalen Hurts.
I'll never say he's going to make a Pro Bowl because I doubt he will.
Give your three first-round picks to Seattle, go get Russell Wilson, and go compete for championships.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going to ruin Jalen Hurts.
He just can't throw the football well enough to be your long-term solution.
It's a perfectly thrown ball by Jalen Hurts. These balls are on time, perfect rhythm, and they hit their guy in stride.
Hurts has the time, and he delivers perfectly thrown to A.J. Brown.
Coach, I always say hungry dogs run fast. I ain't hungry. I'm starving for this.
So when you watch Jalen Hurts, not pretty, struggles on the deep ball.
Hurts wants it all with Brown. A.J. Brown!
I don't think Jalen Hurts could be your future in Philadelphia. I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
You know you're not going nowhere with Jalen.
That's when you find out the character of a man. And in tough times.
Can he take us to the championship? I don't believe he can.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Give me everything you got.
I can't say that I'll smile until the job is finished.
I've always been on a mission.
Man. That's powerful stuff. That's awesome. A lot of very well-known names in there. Cowherd, Chris Sims, a lot of folks. Tim Tebow in there. A lot of people just Shannon Sharpe flat out not believing that Jalen Hurts is that dude, and here he is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he'll, I don't know if he'll get MVP votes because it's
top three, top five.
But it's not really how it goes.
Oh, because there's only you only vote for one person.
So like the thing like Russell Wilson never got an MVP vote, right there. So yeah, you vote for one person. So I don't know if he'll get votes, but just based on the gambling odds, he was one, two, or three basically all year. You know, for MVP, and he won't win it, and he got hurt. And missed a couple of games at the end of the regular season, and Mahomes set the record. So Mahomes will win, but it's kind of insane. 14 wins, an MVP favorite all year, and the unquestioned leader of that franchise and QB of the present and the future. So
what a crazy, volatile universe it is in quarterback debates. And it always has, but this is always has been. But man, this is a very telling and an obvious example of just how wrong people can be and how much patience is needed.
And how much situation matters. We were talking about, would Pat Mahomes be Pat Mahomes if he had been drafted by Dowell Loggins and John Fox and thrown to Josh Bellamy and Marcus Wheaton and then been given Matt Nagy in 2018, right? And not having sat a year behind Alex Smith with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. It's a different universe.
Marcus Wheaton?
Yeah, remember Marcus Wheaton was on that 2017 team. Dude, look
Marcus with a K, by the way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Look
I forgot he existed. I do this for a living.
Look at the 2017 Bears.
Wow.
Not a talented team.
Marcus Wheaton, better Steeler than Chase Claypool?
He never had a 10-touchdown season. Claypool had a 10-touchdown rookie season. So
yeah, no, Marcus Wheaton had 5 touchdowns as a Steeler.
Yeah.
Did have 749 yards as a Steeler.
Yeah, 2017 Bears is a rough roster. Yeah, Jordan Howard and some guys. Like that's a tough squad to love.
Marquess Wilson, Josh Bellamy. Oh God, yeah, that's not a good team.
I'm right, right? Marcus Wheaton was on that team.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey was there.
Yeah, kind of. Right? How many games did he play in that year?
I don't know.
Okay. But it was,
boy, I don't want to hang out with that team in my head.
I'm just saying it was not a good offensive team. But so two thoughts there. One, will we have the same thing with Justin Fields in a year or two? Will there be the receipts video, worst passing offense in the league, fourth quarterback taken, product of Ohio State, slow through his progressions. He's a running back, not a quarterback. Like We're going to have that, right?
I think that's available. That will be available. There have been enough people saying enough things.
There's enough takes everywhere.
Yeah, certainly last year, too, when you add in that it wasn't going well and some people thought it was him as much as Nagy or more. So, you've got enough takes out there.
There will be enough ammunition that someone in Bears social media or on Justin Fields's agency or, you know what I mean, someone is compiling.
We just hired a young man from the Ohio State University. Kevin Lapka is his name.
It's probably Kevin Lapka who's compiling the receipts video for Justin Fields. I love that. But then the other thing is patience and situation. Isn't the lesson there that you have to give him players around him? They traded for A.J. Brown. They signed A.J. Brown. They cut their losses with Jalen Reagor. They drafted Devontae Smith. They have the best running attack in the NFL. They've got 4 awesome offensive linemen, like the offensive head coach. They gave Jalen Hurts everything.
Yeah.
They gave him everything.
They did. So look, that,
including time.
That is certainly one of the lessons. I also think that one of the lessons is, now, I guess I'm prone to wanting to relearn this lesson over and over, is scouting the human. I mean, as a human, that guy, in terms of his work ethic, in terms of his character, his teammateship, all of that, like that has mattered along the way for him in a way that's difficult to quantify.
I think we know that Fields has that part of it.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that part feels good.
Yeah, that part. And the
stuff bucket.
The stuff bucket. Oh, I miss
as
him.
The late Trent Dilfer.
I can't really quit him. Like, if he texted right now and said, "Hey, guys, I want to come on," I know he won't. You'd say no?
No,
I wouldn't say no.
He's just done. You think he's done with us? Yeah. He's discarded us.
I can't wait to run into him in person. Just beat the crap out of him.
I don't love your chances.
No, I don't like your chances, Eddie, and you shouldn't, you know?
I don't care if you try. I mean, that's your prerogative, but I don't like
buckets.
Your
buckets.
I don't like your chances.
We got a bucket from Pat Mahomes Sr. yesterday.
Did we really?
Yeah.
So much happened in that conversation.
That you passed over the buckets?
That Yeah. But I know it happened. I saw that. I saw someone text that in, but yeah.
What was the bucket about? I missed the bucket.
It was Pat putting something in a bucket.
Oh, okay.
Not like a literal bucket, but a skill in a bucket.
It wasn't a bozo bucket?
No. Buckets thing must be a football thing.
It probably is.
Yeah.
We're going to evaluate the players. We're going to put them in certain value buckets.
There it is. Ryan Poles has value buckets. Trent had quarterback buckets. Pat Mahomes had a bucket full of Patron, I believe is what he was talking about, that he would just drink from like a trough after his son had touchdowns that weren't for the Bears.
But Pat has the huge Coors Light deal, so he said that they drink Patron, champagne, and Coors Light.
So
his dad's just got to be on the team.
Like, you got to mix in a water there.
Yeah.
You're going to have the Patron,
Coors Light,
champagne, you got to have a water.
Yeah, you got to mix in your 4% water.
Beer-flavored water.
Put that in the bucket.
That's the way it would be. I can't wait to talk to Mike Pereira. He's really thoughtful. The answers are long. They're very well thought out, every aspect of this. Curious how he felt the refereeing was Championship Sunday, the third quarterback rule, but really, what the hell goes on with referee assist, sky judge, what is happening, why isn't it more transparent? We're going to try to understand this with Mike Pereira next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.